Hi, this is Keith, your host, and welcome back to the Retro Radio Podcast.
But first,
Merry Christmas from me and the Retrobots.
David, Tom,
and Jill.
Oh, boss, come now!
Thanks for visiting the place where it's always family-friendly and always good, clean fun. Make sure you check out our webpage at retro-otr.com.
He looks like the kind of a guy who would.
Leave us a comment or email. We would love to hear from you.
I dare you.
There, yeah.
Welcome to the Retro Radio Podcast, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Our feature today is from the Danny Kaye Show, from January 13, 1945, The Life of Danny Kaye. The show features Eve Arden, and one interesting thing in today's episode is in the sequence that depicts Danny's early life, Eve plays his school teacher.
Wow, that is cool, since she would go on to play Connie Brooks on the Our Miss Brooks Show.
Well, before we go on, we need to wait for a phone call from... Hello. Yes. We're all ready for you. Here you go.
Hey, this is Keith, and I have a quick word about the webpage. One thing I want to point out is we are now sponsored by the Disability Coalition from Southern New Mexico, dcfsnm.org. They have been supporters from the podcast behind the scenes from just about day one that I've built my webpage in its current form. And I just wanted to mention that. I haven't really done that before. I just wanted to point that out. And if anyone else wants to contribute to the cause of the Retro Radio Podcast, Preserving Old Time Radio, you can always utilize my donate button and drop me a few bucks through PayPal. Or if PayPal's not your thing and the electronic transfer is not what you want to do, click on my contact page. Yes, my contact page. that would be retro-otr.com/contact. And what you'll find there is my real mailing address. So you can slip a check or money order into an envelope and get it into the snail mail and support the podcast that way. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support.
All right. Thanks for those words, Keith. Is there anything else you want to share while you're on the phone?
Hey, I just wanted to say a real quick word. I almost forgot. A while back, I had made a comment on the podcast that I haven't got any comments from people lately. I wonder what's going on with that. I found out what was going on with that. I had some trouble with the email account in October, and immediately I went ahead and shut it down, and I pointed some things over to a new email address. And when I did, I forgot to set up an account on my email program to check the email address. So people have been sending me emails for 2 months. And I just have not checked that email account. I thought I had it programmed in, and I didn't. So for people who have sent me email 2 months ago, in between, sorry, I'm so late. It's just dumb old me making a mistake. So I'm trying to get caught up on some of that. A lot of it is just a lot of new people signing up as members on the page, but there have been a couple of comments on there about some of the shows. And I'll get back with that on the podcast later to maybe answer some of that. But I did send some emails out to those people with those questions. So hopefully that'll take care of things. So sorry about that little snafu. And that's what I have for now. So Merry Christmas, everyone, and enjoy the show.
Thanks for those words. Now we have to get busy. Goodbye, Keith.
Let's enjoy this holiday classic. From a giant in the entertainment world, Al Jolson sings White Christmas, 1948.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. And I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be.
Now for our featured presentation.
This is the Danny Kaye Show with Eve Arden, Lionel Stander, yours truly, Ken Niles, and the outstanding music of America's top band, Harry James and his music makers. Ribbon, 33 fine brews blended into one great beer, presents 33 fine talents blended into one great comedian, Danny Kaye.
Come on, Danny. Danny Kaye, will you hurry up?
Oh, just a minute, Evie.
It's always just a minute with you. Come on.
Oh, now wait. I must pause to greet an old friend. Ah, greetings, old friend. I know things are pretty tough now, old pal. Yes, once you were popular, in the money, but now you're broke, desolate, deserted, alone. But don't worry, old pal. You'll make a comeback someday.
Danny, do you have to go through that act every time you pass a cigarette machine?
But, Evie, they worry me. Standing around doing nothing, I wonder if they could put bananas in them.
You worry about everything but the things you should. Now, sit down here and read your radio fan mail. It's got to be answered.
Oh, boy, fan mail? You mean I really got fan mail?
That's what I've been trying to tell you all day.
Gosh, how many letters did I get?
Think of a number.
One.
Bingo, now read it.
Gosh, my first fan letter. I feel like a bride.
Well, brush the orange blossoms out of your eyes and read it.
Okay. It says, big money in Belgian hares. Put a couple of our giant Belgians in your backyard and they'll soon be paying the rent for you. Send for our free booklet, Splitting Hairs. Just what I thought, Evie. The only people listening to me last week were rabbits.
Well, it's a start. Oh, hello, Lionel.
Hi, Lionel. Look what I got for you, Danny. A whole bushel basket full of letters. Ain't it wonderful?
For me, Lionel?
No kidding?
Yeah. This is definite evidence and testimony that the American public have taken their collective pens in hand and inscribed their felicitations and congratulations for posterity. Sic transit Gloria de Haven.
Ooh, all this mail. Let's see what they say. Here's one from Tootsie Smith of Evansville, Indiana. Blue Ribbon Program, please send me photographs of Harry James and Ken Miles. They are my dream men. Danny Kay is kind of cute, too, so have him lick the envelope. Well, say, Danny, here's one I think you better read yourself.
Okay, let's see it. Says, dear Danny Kay, heard your show last Saturday night, and I laughed and laughed and laughed. Gee, that's swell. I laugh all the time. I guess I'll never get out of this place.
Hey,
well, Harry James.
Come on in, Harry.
Hello,
Harry.
Hello, hello, everybody.
Pull up a trumpet and sit down, Harry. I was just looking over my fan mail from the first show. Say, did you get any letters, Harry?
Yeah, I got one, but I feel kind of silly reading it.
Oh, go on, read it, Harry.
Well, okay. Dear Maestro, besides being a fine musician, you are a great personality. You have the charm of a Boyer and the appeal of a Van Johnson. Sincerely, B.G.
B.G.? B.G., could that possibly be Betty Grable?
Well, it ain't Benny Goodman, brother.
Say, Harry, here's a legitimate fan letter for you. It asks for you, the boys, and Kitty Callan to do the new Columbia recorded arrangement of I'm Beginning to See the Light.
Mighty nice.
Would any of you be interested in a fan letter I just got from our sponsor?
From our sponsor? Oh, what does it say?
Well, here, I'll read it. It says, Dear Mr. Niles, just a few lines to let you know how much I enjoyed the show last week. When you said Pabst Blue Ribbon is more than just another beer, it is the blended beer, full flavor blended from no less than 33 fine brews, it sent a tingle up and down my spine.
Uh-huh. Yes, but Ken, does he say anything about me?
Well, I'm coming to that, Danny. Says, Mr. Niles, when you said the Pabst Blue Ribbon process of full flavor blending ensures the even goodness and depth of flavor that sets this famous beer apart, I just quivered with excitement.
Oh, you poor kid. But doesn't he say anything about me?
I'm coming to that, Danny. Mr. Niles, when you said order it with confidence, serve it with pride, for no matter where you go, there is no finer beer, no finer blend than Pabst Blue Ribbon, my ecstasy knew no bounds. Sincerely yours.
Is that the end of the letter? Well, doesn't he say anything about me?
Well, of course, Danny, you don't think he'd ignore you. Here it is, P.S. Who is Danny Kay?
Who is Danny Kay? Who is Danny Kay? Who is Danny Kay?
Ladies and gentlemen, anticipating this dilemma, and by way of enlightenment, we proudly present The Life of Danny Kay. Or, From the Cradle to Sam Goldwyn. Or, A Kay Grows in Brooklyn. This soggy, sagging saga all begins on a cold, stormy January night many years ago when, riding through the blizzard high above the rooftops of Brooklyn, two storks are flying on their nightly round. What are these two storks saying? Listen.
Hiya, stork.
Hiya, stork. What are you carrying?
Babies. What else?
Yeah, babies, babies. Always babies.
Yeah. I wonder where they come from.
Hey, I don't know. But I know where mine are going to. I'm on my way to California with a set of twins for one of my best customers, a guy named Crosby. Who you got?
Oh, I got a little blonde, skinny drip named Danny Kay.
You know, I'm getting sick of being a stork.
Me too. I wish I was a penguin. Then I could go out in a tuxedo once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, good luck on your trip to California, pal. Here's where I have to land.
Stork to Brooklyn Hospital. Stork to Brooklyn Hospital. Coming in for a landing.
Hospital to Stork. Hospital to Stork. What have you got?
Stork to hospital. I got a kid named Danny Kay.
Hospital to Stork. Is this trip necessary?
Far below in the hospital, we go to a corridor outside the maternity ward where many anxious fathers are pacing up and down.
Father! Oh, one, two. Hey, ease you nervous, Rex. Mr. Thomas Kay, step forward.
No, if my wife only knew what I've gone through.
What's up, Doc? Well, I'm happy to tell you that you are the father of an 8-pound boy.
Wonderful, a boy. 8 pounds? How much do I owe you, Doc?
That'll be $25 and 17 red points.
And so a Kay was born in Brooklyn, and it wasn't long before his proud father went into the nursery and found his high chair in a shambles, his blocks in disarray, and his nurse on the chandelier.
Well, well, our boy must be growing up. Guess he ought to be bright enough to talk by now. Come on, Danny boy. Say dog, 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 daddy. Come on. Kick, 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 go. Say dog, dog.
Head up, his head go. Diggy, 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 bones, so diggy, 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 diggy,
And so the first famous words of Danny Kay, get my nurse off the chandelier, were heard around the world. Not many years pass before our favorite problem child is rushing off to school.
Quiet? That's better. Well, good morning, children.
Good morning, teacher.
Who made that noise? Lionel Standard, did you do that?
Teacher, I cannot tell a lie. It was Harry James.
Squealer! Squealer! For blowing that horn, you will stay after school for 2 hours.
Okay, but it'll cost you time and a half. I got a union.
2 days, 2 days, dim-a-dow, dim-a-dow, dim-a-dow.
you're always so late to class, Danny?
You start too early.
Now, come, come. That's no excuse. What made you late this morning?
Well, before I go to school, I have to wheel out my baby brother, Birdie, and his baby buggy. This morning, I was wheeling Birdie in his baby buggy when the bumper of the baby buggy behind bumped into Birdie's baby buggy's bumper. Well, when the rubber bumpers bumped the baby into the buggy behind, tore the rubber off Birdie's baby buggy's bumper, and without the rubber, the bumper's bump was even bumpier. So I had to unbump the buggies and put the rubber back on Birdie's baby buggy's bumper, and that's why...
All right, Danny Kay, take your seat behind Lionel. Lionel Sander, why are you wearing your hair in a point?
I just got my head caught in a pencil sharpener.
Really? Well, we will now have geometry. Harry James, what is the Pythagorean proposition?
What's next, babe?
Wrong. Danny Kay, what is the Pythagorean proposition?
I'm with Harry.
Lionel, are you with Harry and Danny?
Nah, I hate crowds.
Well, perhaps I'm being too optimistic. Does anybody here know the alphabet?
Oh, I know.
Danny and Harry, you may both do it. Now stand up in front of the class. Not on your head. All right, boys.
Thank you. Good.
Teacher jumping.
ABC.
Got the teacher rocking.
ABC.
Got the teacher jiving.
ABC.
Teacher is a square.
Well, so much for Danny in the fourth grade. Time passed, but he didn't. So now we come to another milestone in the life of Danny Kay. We find him standing in the shade of the old Brooklyn Bridge, awaiting his first date.
Tuesday night, 8:15.
Have you been waiting long?
No, just since Sunday. Look what I got for you, Hordy.
Oh, that's beautiful, Danny. What is it?
A real umpire skull from the Brooklyn ballpark.
Oh, it's lovely, Danny. I'll wear it next to my heart. Oh, Danny.
Yes.
Don't you want to hold my hand?
Is anybody looking?
Uh-uh.
All right, take off your glove. Gee, Hordy, this is living.
Danny.
Yes.
Don't you want to kiss me?
Kiss you? Gosh.
Well, if you're bashful, then I'll kiss you.
Oh, you better not, Hordy. Oh, darn it, Hordy. Now you've done it.
Oh, what?
You blew a hole in my bubble gum.
Gosh, Danny, isn't this romantic?
Uh-huh.
Just the two of us alone under the Brooklyn Bridge.
Pardon me, kids. My name is Steve Brody. You got a towel?
Despite this historic interruption to his first romance, Danny Kaye later found his real love was show business. And after many heartbreaks, struggles, and reverses, he made his first appearance before the public.
All right, folks, now step right up. Now, for the benefit of you gents who haven't seen this demonstration before, step up a little closer. Get out of here, boys. You bother me. Yes, sir. Why, if any of you gents got a wife, mother, or sister home who has trouble getting the tops off bottles, why, step right up and buy the little lady a Jim Dandy bottle opener. Yes, sir. The one I use is the one I sell. 5 cents. A nickel. A half a dime will neither make or break or set you up in business. Yes, sir. Now for the demonstration, folks. I have here in my right hand the Jim Dandy bottle opener. With my left hand, I pick at random a bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Hey, just a minute, mister. Nobody picks a bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer at random. Everybody knows that Pabst Blue Ribbon is not just beer, it's the blended beer.
Get away from me, boy, and bother me.
Why, Pabst Blue Ribbon has that clear golden color, that one-in-a-million flavor that comes from blending never less than 33 separate fine brews.
Say, get lost, will you? I'm working this side of the street.
Well, be it on this side of the street or the other side, the fact is that the only way to appreciate the smooth, even goodness of Pabst is to taste it yourself. Order it with confidence. Serve it with pride. But no matter where you go, there is no finer beer, no finer blend than Pabst Blue Ribbon. Jim Dandy bottle openers faded into oblivion, but Danny Kaye kept forging ahead until he finally landed on Broadway, the theater. It is the opening night of a famous Broadway play. Act One has received a tremendous ovation. Act Two has caused a roar of cataclysmic approval. And now in Act Three, Danny Kaye makes his bid for lasting theatrical fame in the following tense and gripping scene.
This is the end, Roland. The end. We're through. Do you understand? Definitely through.
Oh, but Martha, you can't. You simply can't do this.
No, Martha, you can't. You simply can't.
Oh,
Roland, we've been all through this before.
But, Martha, give me another chance.
No.
Just one more chance.
No. Oh, yes, Martha, do give him one more chance.
Young man.
Who, me?
Yes, you, sitting there in the front row. Will you keep out of this?
From that point on, Danny Kaye's career in show business was mediocre.
Meteoric, Ken. Never makes a mistake when he reads a commercial.
Meteoric.
Yes.
As a result of his Broadway success, a nearsighted talent scout persuaded Danny to come to Hollywood. No sooner did he get off the bus than he found himself in the middle of the Sam Goldwyn production, Up in Arms, where Danny scored his greatest success. He now brings you part of the score. All right, you're on, Danny.
Thank you, Ken. And for those of you who didn't see the picture, this is the scene in the lobby of the movie theater where I was explaining to Danny Shore that all musical pictures are alike. Suppose you do get into the theater, and suppose you do get a seat, and suppose the woman in front does take her hat off, and you do get a look at the screen. What do you see?
Manic Depressive Pictures presents...
Ralph! Ralph!
Now you know the name of the picture and you'd like to see it. But no. Screenplay by Gluck, from a stage play by Mott, from a story by Glick, from a chapter by Ronk, from a sentence by Dokes, from a comma by Stokes, from an idea by Grokes, based on a Joe Miller's a joke. Now you know the name of the picture and who wrote it, and you'd still like to see it. But no. Plot, direction, finger puff, interior, Minerva for photography, Yolanda Tech recorded down as Needle Beck upholstery by Zachary, Nick Thackeray, by Thackeray, Trafickery, by Dickery, and Dickery by Doc. Now, finally, at last, comes the picture. And what do we see? The same old beautiful forest girl. The opening scene is a ranch in Fresno, California. So what are they singing? When it's cherry blossom time in Orange, New Jersey, I will bring a piece of our pear. I know we can't alone. Come on, you do be mine. And if
Up from the gulch rides a hunk of man. He is a hero cowboy, Dan, a galloping yodeling buckaroo. His horse, of course, is a baritone, too.
I've got that old wagon wheel inside of me.
The girls are delighted to hear this. But where is our heroine? As the bell rings for lunch, we find a heroine in the corral eating a hard out. She is Mary Sue Ann, tap-dancing daughter of an American juggling actor left on the doorstep of an old English castle where she was found by Sir Basil Metabolism, who said,
I do the girl, baby! I do raise her as my own daughter!
Which she did. But she wants to tap-dance the cowboy Dan, who she met on this trip and whose love at first sight wants to marry her so she can tap-dance, but she knows that Basil will never permit this. Never, never, never!
That's why she is eating her heart out.
But through her tears, she is singing a happy little song, because she is also a coloratura soprano. She is beside herself. Her favorite position.
Oh, Mama! You must let me marry Cowboy Dan! He owns the biggest ranch in Texas! Bar none!
Bar none? Well, that's the password of the FBI.
It can't be. No, no. Yes, yes. No, no. Yes, yes. No, no. Yes, yes. No, yes. No, no. Yes, yes. It can't be!
But it was.
He rushes to Mary Sue Ann. Mary Sue Ann, you must help me. Can you tap out a message in code? This is a big chance. Now she can tap dance, which she does. But what has she done? She has betrayed her own father. But he isn't her father. He is kindly by slooping by Goldis Bloom and hiding at the Goldis Bloom home to the Goldis Bloom.
I am to the good. And to the
firm. I am.
The dangerous German spy. Stick up your hands, you dirty rat, and I'll be quite nice and back. The FBI finally captured the German spy. Dan and Mary are about to blend. You think the picture's about to end?
But no.
Who ever heard of a musical picture without Carmelita Pepita, the Bolivian bombshell?
I wish you could come with me to my little village in Bolivia, where every night all the little people, all they want to sing is,
when it's cherry blossom time in Orange, New Jersey, we'll make a pizza of a
pizza. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I do hope you all enjoy the entirely fictitious facts of my life. And now, if I may, I'd like to remind you of how you can really give a lift to the men and women of the armed forces. You know, letters from home is as important to a soldier as his food or his rifle. They hold his heart to his home, Lincoln with you, no matter where he is. So tonight, right now, write to our men and women overseas and use V-mail. It's perfect for short, frequent letters. And it's patriotic, too, because V-mail conserves critical cargo space. So get a big supply of V-mail forms and use them regularly, so that every time they hear the mail call, they will hear from you. Remember that, will you?
Well, that's mighty good advice, Danny, and I'm sure we're all going to take it. Well, I guess it's time to go now, but remember, folks, tune in again next Saturday for another great show with Harry James and his music makers, Eve Arden, Lionel Sanders, and Danny Kaye.
Good night.
Directed by Dick Mack and was brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin and Peoria, Illinois.
Columbia Broadcasting System.
Presented by the Retro Radio Podcast, retro-otr.com.
Get rid of them permanently.
That's right.
Curly, it's not nice to have thoughts like